this before.
You've never done this before? Well, sometimes we need to try new things. Right, Beakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Guy didn't try green eggs and ham because he knew he wouldn't like it.
Right, but what happens at the end of that book?
He likes it.
He likes green eggs and ham, Sam I Am. I do like green eggs and ham.
Because he said, if you let me be, I will try them. You will see.
That's right. Unbelievable. I love this. Welcome back to the D323 Library Podcast. I'm Amy, and I am here today with my new co-host on this episode, Beakers.
You said your first name.
I did. I go by my first name on the podcast because that's how I identify myself with. But to you, I am... Who am I? Am I mom?
Yeah.
I am mom. I'm here with Beakers today. So we are here with the kids, and I thought that this would be a great time to introduce our new segment called Bubba and Beakers. The Bubba and Beaker episodes is what they're going to end up being called. And these episodes are going to be tailored to our littles and to our K-5. I have a daughter who's in first grade and a son who is in third grade. And they're going to be talking about some of their favorite books and ways that we can kind of pick our and choose our different books for our kiddos to be reading over these. So whether you're listening with your kiddos or listening by yourself, hopefully you guys can find something to read today. Right, Beakers?
Yes. My brother is reading one book while I am reading four.
Yes. We are not going to talk about Bubba and what he's reading because he's going to do his own. So let's do yours. Yes. So what have you been doing since you've been home? The very quick version of this. We're going to try to do it. The very quick version here, folks.
This morning, I was doing my homework.
So you have a packet, right?
I did two homeworks, and I finished it in the morning.
Awesome. And then we read a book, right? What book did we read this morning?
We were reading the last book we're doing, which is... Can I say it?
You can say it. What book was it?
Wait one second.
It's in your pile. You brought it down here for us to talk about.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are.
And that's my last book.
Oh, we're not talking about that one yet? Mm. Okay. All right. So we read Where the Wild Things Are because it's important to keep reading every day. So that is one.
And that's in my snow packet.
It is in your what we here in the Midwest call a snow packet because we anticipate snow days. We don't anticipate this. So we are still calling them our snow packet days. So there is reading for 15 minutes. And as your local librarian, I recommend that we continue to read. And it doesn't have to
my
be just for 15 minutes. Oh, you're just going
to
interrupt me. That's cool. Keep going.
My snow packet is called Snow Day 1, Snow Day 2, Snow Day 3.
Yep, 3, That's 4, and 5, right?
Yes, 5 snow day packets. My brother almost has the same packets as me.
Yes.
But different fronts.
Awesome.
And we both do workouts. I'm still finishing.
I
understand. In a sentence.
This is going to be a long podcast, folks. Okay, so we did our homework.
This morning, Beakers,
we're here to talk about books.
Okay,
let's just start talking about books. All right, so Beakers brought us 4 of her favorite books. Well, she went to her room and grabbed 4 books off her bookshelves, and she's going to share them with you today.
Off my bookshelf?
No, more than likely, they were laying on the floor.
More likely, they were in the basket.
Oh, they're good. They're in it. Well, at least they're in a basket, ladies and gentlemen. So that's exciting. All right, Beakers.
I cleaned up my room.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Tell us what your first book is. Oh, you don't know what that word is? Can you sound it out for me?
Is that A or O?
That's an O. Font issues. Sophie?
Sophie might. Mouse.
Sophie Mouse. So Beakers has book 1 in the Sophie Mouse series. Can I see it real quick?
And I don't have book 2.
Yes, we do. We have it upstairs. All right. So this
we have both series, book 1 and book too.
We do.
My mom loves this book.
I do. I love this series. I bought this
We haven't even finished it.
I bought this for several of our elementary schools. So it's called The Adventures of Sophie Mouse. And there's quite a few of these, but it follows along on the journey of a little mouse and her adventures with her friends. And the first one is called A New Friend. And she goes to school and she has a new friend who's a snake. And in the animal kingdom, mice and snake don't get along very well. And she knows that. So it's all about getting to know her new friend, which is that tale of, you know, not judging people and making sure that we become friends with everybody. So fun fact about this one, I use an app. The one thing is on the educational side, which Beaker, what are you doing? No, I have to scan it. Is that a lot of our parents, they struggle with trying to find books that are in between picture books and chapter books, bigger chapter books. And especially, what grade are you in?
First. And this is a chapter book.
Right. So Sophie Mouse, on the thing, when I scan it just for our parents for a note, Sophie Mouse interest level is going to be K through 3. So it's built for our first, second, and third graders. Your level is about a 3.4.
It's for my brother, too.
Yeah. This is the nice thing about Sophie Mouse is it's fairly easy for you guys to read together with your beginning learners. Lots of words in there that they do know, and then with some help along the way. And then your third graders, based on just that information that I just shared with you, should be pretty fluent by the time they get to, if they're a high second grade reader or even a third grade reader, to be able to read and understand it fluently on their own. Are you yawning? Oh my goodness. I have to give my part of the educational speech towards that book. My goodness.
It's nighttime.
Why do you like to read Sophie Mouse? What is it about Sophie that you like?
That she's a mouse and she has big ears.
Uh-huh.
And one time in school, I drawed Vampirina with big, long ears like a mice.
Cool. Okay, so we love Sophie Mouse. We like the series of Sophie Mouse. Sophie, like I said, is a really great beginning chapter novel. It's just cute stories, and she goes on these little adventures with her friends. So, all right, Beakers, what's next in your pile?
Dragons love tacos, too.
I love this book. It's one of my favorites. Who's it by?
It doesn't say by.
It does. So I'm here. We're just going to give a little library lesson here. This is the title, sequel, and then these are the two people who wrote it. Adam Rubin and Samuel Salmieri wrote this one. This is the sequel to Dragons Love Tacos. So what is this book about?
Dragons and tacos.
What? That's so silly.
And
I didn't get that.
Two more people.
Oh, two more people.
A person and a dog.
Oh, okay.
In the first book.
Yeah, because keep us up to speed. What about that first book?
In the first book, they tell them not to eat the tacos.
Don't eat the quad tacos.
It's because dragons do not like tacos with salsa.
Yeah.
I don't either.
You don't like spicy salsa?
No, I only like tacos with meat and cheese with hard shells. If we don't have hard shells, I eat it in a bowl. Sometimes I use chips, and when I'm full of chips, I just use a spoon.
Okay, cool. Why do you like the second one?
It's because it's so funny like the other one. Let me show.
Well, they can't see.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you can't see what I'm looking at. It's great fun.
Look.
What? Oh, they have that taco in a jail cell.
My mom can see this.
I can see it. Yep.
And a taco is full of salsa, and they want to eat that taco.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even see the salsa on it.
Oh.
The dragons can't see the salsa.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, who do you recommend that book for? What grade? Does it matter? Can I see it real quick? Can I scan it?
Second.
Second grade? Okay.
I know a person.
You know a person? A human?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you think little kids will find this book funny?
Yes.
Do you think the illustrations are really well done?
Yes. But I will tell you who his name is.
No. No. I said that. Okay. So Dragons of Taco 2, the sequel, is a reading level 2.5. You were right on. You were spot on. It interest level is lower grades. It is a picture book. And so, yeah, you have there. So your upper level elementary schools, upper level primary schools can read this book. And but your littles will need to read it. And it's a great family book. We've read it plenty of times. Right, Beakers?
Okay.
So Beakers wants to tell us what her favorite book is. And she wants to recommend it to all the little first, second, and third graders out there. Because we love this series. Okay, what's the name of the book?
The name of the book, you would love this name, is Princess Pulverizer.
Princess Pulverizer! Ah! Okay, tell us about Princess Pulverizer.
The first book, in the first page, the princess...
Not the first page, just tell us what it's about. What is it? Who is the princess and what is she doing?
The princess is... trying to be a knight. She needs to do 8 good deeds to go in night school. So, and I'm only on the second book, and she's going to save a jester that makes a town laugh so hard.
The jester makes a town laugh so hard?
Well, the people laugh so
the
hard.
The people laugh so hard. So the one thing I really like about this book is it's perfect chapter book for our elementary school students, and it is about a princess who, when we see her at the very beginning, she is in princess etiquette school to be a proper princess, right?
Yes, but the first page, when we see her on the first page, she's hanging on the ceiling, and her teacher says that is not a proper way to be a princess.
Right, and then what is she, and she really wants to be a...
She really wants to be a knight.
A knight. And so she goes on these adventures, and her dad, who is the king, says that she has to do selfless deeds because she's a little selfish.
And all the deeds, she needs to do 8 good deeds. And I'm only on the second book. I'm only on the second book, so she's on the second good deed.
So she's on the second good deed.
And as I said before, she's trying to rescue a jester to make a town, to make the town's people laugh.
Oh, that is a selfless deed. Can you tell us who her companions are? Who's with her?
As I was talking about yesterday, and I said their friends' names.
Can you tell us again?
Her friend's name is Lucas and Dribble.
Dribble.
Dribble is a dragon.
Uh-huh.
He makes grilled cheeses.
He does make grilled cheeses. That's his specialty.
And
does he set people on fire?
No.
No. Okay, good.
Dribble makes the best grilled cheese. Princess Pulverizer tried the grilled cheese, but she really liked it.
Oh, good. We should have grilled cheese for lunch today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her friend, right?
Her friend? Oh, Lucas is a scaredy cat.
He is a scaredy cat. He's really funny. Do you know the 8th book is out?
Yeah.
We should get... How many books do we have here at the house?
We have 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
We can get the 8th... The... One second. Maybe we can get the 4th book or 5th or 6th or 7th or 8th.
That sounds like a plan. I think we could probably swing that. That's awesome. That's right up there. Like I said, I really like these books because they're really great for this age. So we read them to Beakers together as a family, but definitely someone like Bubba could read them on his own because they're right. They're a little bit higher in the reading levels.
Yeah.
Content-wise, totally appropriate and really super fun.
Also, my dad reads Princess Pulverizer to me. I never read Princess Pulverizer, but on the weekends, my mom lets me sleep in my tent.
That's not important information to tell anybody, Beakers. All right, so what else? What other book did you want to talk about today? Do you have a recommendation for the littles? So, like, maybe your cousin? Something that parents could read?
I could maybe read some of Princess Pulverizer to my new cousin, Bait.
Yeah. But what other picture books do you have up there? We were talking about some of them this morning. What are some of your favorite picture books up there that you like to read? Oh, I know one. He's doing free drawings at lunchtime right now. Mo Williams. What is your favorite Mo Williams book? He writes Elephant and Piggy. What else does he write that you love?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
But he does do art.
You have a stuffed animal. He does do art. And he writes the pigeon books.
Oh.
And he also writes Knuffle Bunny.
Knuffle Bunny?
Knuffle Bunny. Do you have a Knuffle Bunny?
Yeah. But I think he's ripped up.
Yeah, Knuffle Bunny's been through some because he is a true Knuffle Bunny. So we love Knuffle Bunny.
And my dog has been ripping my toys up.
Yeah, that's because she's a puppy.
She only rips up my stuff, not my brother's stuff.
You know what the thing is, too, about Rosie is our doggie's name. She doesn't like, tear stuffed animals apart. She just rips off their eyeballs and their buttons. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Hi.
We're doing the...
We're talking about Knuffle Bunny.
And Princess... Can you read Princess Bovalizer to me tonight? Please?
All right, let's talk about Knuffle Bunny real quick, because I think that Knuffle Bunny, not a lot of Mo Williams fans know that he writes Knuffle Bunny. So can you tell us what Knuffle Bunny is about?
Knuffle Bunny is about a kid.
A little girl.
A little girl who has a bunny named... She called her little bunny stuffed animal Knuffle Bunny. Mm-hmm. I used to love that book.
I think we still like them. So what happens, Knuffle Bunny, is this little girl goes to the laundromat with her daddy, and she leaves Knuffle Bunny behind in New York. They're in New York, right?
Yeah.
And then so they have to go back and try to find Knuffle. So she loses Knuffle Bunny. There's actually three stories in the Knuffle Bunny series, and they're actually really great. My favorite is number three, and it's the story of, as a parent, what happens to Knuffle Bunny and what this little girl does with her Knuffle Bunny, who means so very much to her. The one thing I love about Knuffle Bunny is the illustrations in there. It's like real pictures of New York City, and Mo Williams have inserted these cartoon pictures of this mom and this dad and then the little girl and then Knuffle Bunny. I think it's just really well done.
If you really want to read Knuffle Bunny, and this Knuffle Bunny sounds interesting, get Knuffle Bunny if you want to read it.
You should get Knuffle Bunny. Okay, real quick before we go, or we move on to our next topic. This morning, we had the kids experiment with reading books on your tablet.
My brother's tablet.
When you're reading books on your tablet, you did that for the first time today, right?
Yes, I downloaded some books.
How was that?
I read... I'll tell them some of the books I read.
Just a couple of them.
Okay, I read Brown Bear, Brown Bear.
Love that. All by yourself?
Yeah.
Good job.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
And then I read Fly Guy.
I read a Fly Guy book.
And then I read a Spanish book, which my mom didn't know that.
Well, it's fine. So here's the thing. We have Kindle Fires for both of the kids, for Bubba and Beakers. Mm-hmm. We subscribe to the Family Free Time. So we get, we'll get eBooks. So they have a whole slew of online eBooks that they can read on their tablet. And during this time where we're self-distancing, your local library might be closed, or if you don't have a lot of books at home, that could be another way to bring books into the house, right? Is yes. On the tablet. And then not only that, but I have this whole theory about if we start teaching them young to do digital reading and print reading, then they'll have a nice mixture. Because remember that there are some books online that you can't get in print, and they're really awesome stories.
Yes. If you have a tablet and you have a book picture, click that and you can read some books.
Yeah. Did you like reading it on the screen?
Yes.
Yeah. It was cool.
If you're getting books from your tablet and you already read a page and you don't know how to swipe it or turn the page, just swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yes.
Okay. Just swipe the page and the page turns.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks.
And if you want to pick another book, you can.
Mm-hmm. We got to clear out some of those games on there so you can get more books.
Yeah.
I wonder if Princess Pulverizer's on there.
Hmm.
Huh.
I didn't see that.
Hmm. Maybe we'll have to look into that later. Okay. Before we head out for the day, I want you to tell all your friends who are your age what they can do while they stay at home for this time.
Okay. I can't think.
You can't think. You can't think of anything that your friends can't. that your friends at home.
Okay. I'm ready. You need to try your best, sound your words out, and also you need to try your best. If you don't know the words, ask for help and say, I sounded it out, but I still don't know the words. Maybe they'll help you.
Yeah.
But one thing, you need to try your best.
Always try your best. I love that, Beakers. That's so good. Do you recommend people read one book or lots of books?
I prefer you guys read lots of books so you can get better at reading books and get in first grade or second grade or level up.
Level up, man. Okay. All right. So you want people to read lots of books, mm-hmm. keep trying, and if they can't get it, ask somebody to help them. Okay. That's it. We'll come back next time with more book recommendations.
Tomorrow.
That means you need to read more books.
We might do this tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.